Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
The fuss people are making because Jeffrey Adrian Pilgrim turned out not to be drowned after all. Good grief, you'd think I'd made a great scientific discovery or even won 20,000 of the races. It was pretty grim for poor little Marcia, just the same. I couldn't get hold of her on the phone, so I wired from Daybreak Island. And as things turned out, she didn't get that either. So the poor kid just walked into the flat late last night, and there I was, a bit put out because I hadn't been met at the aerodrome. And as for this morning, the place has been like a snake pit. You know, reporters and chaps with flash bulbs. There was even a character who wanted my autograph. Then there were the phone calls, hundreds of them. But at the moment, Stella Bronson's my caller. Yes, all right, Stella. Tell Benny I'll try to get in sometime this afternoon.
And Jeff?
Hmm?
Try to save me a few minutes too, will you? Please?
Yes, yeah, sure thing. But Stella...
Bye now. You don't want me to... all over the phone, do you?
Oh, don't be a fathead.
Fathead yourself.
What did you want, Jeff?
Usual things. A wise crack or two about giving swimming lessons and so on. But mainly, how soon will I be able to see Betty Fuller?
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, darling, that beastly contract. Only you hadn't signed it.
I didn't know things were going to turn out like this, Marcia.
Well, couldn't you possibly tear it up?
Hardly. Oh, not that I wouldn't like to.
How did Stella sound on the phone?
Oh, cheerful. The efficient career woman talking business. Why?
Oh, knowing how fond of you she is, I thought she might have cried.
Darling, why do wives always think every other woman is after their husbands?
Stella isn't every other woman. No, it's all right. Actually, I think it was very sweet of Stella to bring you here and not wait till she could get you to herself.
You mean that, Beth?
Yes. Look, if you'd like to, why don't we have her to dinner? Or the ambassador's or somewhere.
Marcia, you're not growing up, are you?
Isn't it about time?
Give me a kiss. Look out. Here it comes. Oh, sorry.
It's all right, Uncle Darling.
I'm not intruding.
Of course not.
It's good to see you two getting on again. Now, look here, Jeff. You'll come back with me if you can, won't you?
Like a shot, sir. But I'm afraid it's out of my hands.
I'm seeing Fuller about it anyway.
Wouldn't it be better if I saw him myself?
Yes, maybe it would. Have you made any arrangements?
Well, I half promised to see him this afternoon.
All right. Where do things go? Do you see where you stand? By George, I must be off. Dinner at our place tonight?
Yes, definitely.
All right. I'll see you both then. Oh, Marcia, where the devil's my hat?
Out in the hall.
Oh, yes, yes. I want to get things straightened out, Jeff. That fellow Palmer's in your shoes at the moment. Here's a fine thing. You get yourself £20,000 worth of publicity and Fuller gets the benefit.
Dear old Uncle Tresidder. He's as pleased as they are his own son, only hates to show it too much. Tell me, darling, you remember last night when Harry Palmer rang?
Yes.
Why didn't you want me to say you were here?
Do you mind if I don't... Hang it, Marcia, I don't know. Just an impulse.
You weren't very pleased that he rang at all, were you?
You're my wife. And that's something I must find out. What did he ring for?
I don't suppose anyone he knows saw you at the aerodrome, did they?
Possibly. Look, darling, I must bolt. I've about 20 things to attend to. Do you want the car?
No, you take it. Oh, when will I see you?
I'll buy you a drink at 4:30.
Curassios?
Unless there's somewhere else.
I'll be there. Tongue out and all. Jeff. Oh, darling, darling, I'm so happy. For a man who's supposed to be dead, you look marvellous.
Why, thank you, my sweet. 4:30.
But you're not happy about Harry Palmer, are you, Jeff? And neither am I. Funny, Palmer's the only person who hasn't been on the phone this morning.
Hello, Harry.
Hello, Charles.
What are you doing with that 10-pound note?
Paying myself a bet.
I'm glad you won. Not surprised to see me?
Well, I can read the newspapers, can't I? That was the bet. Something told me you'd remember our old midday pub, and... Well, I've been watching the door.
I'll buy one.
Oh, there's one on the way. Oh, it's good to see you, old boy. A shake. You know why I didn't join the merry throng on the phone this morning, don't you?
No.
Just because I knew there would be such a throng, that's all. Between pals, there's no need for me to go on with a lot of guff, is there?
I'll throw my arms around you if you'd really like it. Some other time. You rang Marcia last night at something to do. Any special reason?
Yes, a very special reason.
Such as what?
Such as Angela Tennant making some very cryptic remarks.
Well, don't stop there.
I saw Angela Tennant, glued to her stool at the bar, of course. And our little Angela was having a good old chuckle about something.
Uh-huh.
The general idea seemed to be that I'd been patting myself on the back because I'd taken over your job. And, well, she couldn't help telling me that, that I wouldn't be able to keep it.
What put that into her head?
Well, she saw you somewhere last night, that's my guess, and... Well, that's why I rang. Now, look here, Pilgrim, have you... You've got something on your mind?
Yes, I have. I don't like people ringing my wife a couple of hours before dawn and asking, can they come round?
You trying to make out I make a habit of it? Well, you want to remember, you were supposed to be dead.
I'm remembering that. And I'm saying to myself, it didn't take Palmer long to make the most of it.
Now, steady on.
No, you steady on. You've some accounting to do, Harry. How did Stella Bronson know I was up at Daybreak Island if you didn't tell her? And what about Tressa de Bendigo barging up there in her wake? Well?
Yes. I let you down there, Jeff, but... Oh, so help me, I didn't mean to. I went on the tiles with Stella one night and... Oh, it just slipped out.
And what about Bendigo?
Oh, I haven't a clue. Look, oh boy, don't get any wrong ideas. I'm on your side, I always have been. You should know that.
How will you stand if I come back to the firm?
Bow gracefully and hand over, of course.
All right. Let's have another spot. You don't mind me taking this up, do you?
No. I do the same myself. But I take a poor view of any notions you're getting about Marcy and me. Why, good Lord.
Oh, let's forget it, shall we? Actually, I'm tied up with Puller, so it looks as though you'll be holding your job down, whatever happens.
Staying with Puller, are you?
I have that contract, haven't I?
Oh, yes, the contract. Too bad, that. Or is it?
I don't know yet. Benny Puller might tear it up.
Not if I know him. When are you seeing him?
This afternoon.
It'll be nice for La Bronson. And you'd better watch out, old boy. She'll have that net spread so wide.
Oh, shut up. Do you want another drink?
Yes, bet your life. I'll drink to your happy future. And next time you go fishing, try not to get yourself tipped into the briny.
You mean, have the decency not to turn up again, don't you mean, Harry? It's all right, you needn't look hurt. You used to fool me, but not anymore.
Now, that's a heck of a note, I must...
And take a word of warning, chum. No more phone calls to Marcia at 2 a.m. or any other time. Keep away from her, do you understand? Because if I catch you hanging around her, so help me, I'll take you apart. 2 more, please, Florrie.
nothing in my book to tell me how to behave. Nothing.
If you want me to feed an utter goon, Stella, just start shedding tears.
You're going to ask Bendy to let you out of our agreement, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. What are my chances, would you say?
If I can swing it, the chances don't exist.
Why?
Don't use your head, Jeff.
I was only hoping there might be some other reason but the obvious one.
You're a blockhead if you go back to Bendigo's, Jeff. I'm not even going to ask you about Marcia, but have some sense. Stay here with Benny Puller.
You mean stay here with you?
Of course, that's what I mean. Why do I have to put it into words?
It's only on your account that I want to get out of it.
Thanks.
What's Puller doing? Do I have to wait all the afternoon?
I'm sorry my company bores you, sir.
Look, Stella, for the last time, can't you forget that you and
no,
I...
No, I can't and I never will. Do you know what I wish, Jeff Pilgrim? If you were to come back to tell me that you're sticking to Marcia, well, I wish you'd never come back at all. Why couldn't you drown and stay drowned?
Oh, Stella, they'll hear you all over the place.
Bless them. This is the last straw, really, it is. When I read the paper this morning, I thought all sorts of things. I thought you'd do anything but go back to Marcia.
I'd better wait somewhere else, hadn't I?
Do whatever you like. I'm sorry, Jeff. I didn't mean to lose my head, but I'm out on such a limb. And you may as well know if I can do anything to keep you here, I will. Anything.
And you may as well know, Stella, I'll do anything to bust that contract. And by anything, I mean everything. Somehow, I've simply got to get out of this. If I want to keep Marcia, I won't be able to work here. Not if I have to comb Stella out of my hair every 5 minutes. So, Mr. Benny Puller, you're going to have a case of very special pleading on your hands. And for my sake as well as Stella's, I hope you do the right thing. Brother, you'd better.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.